Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As has been noted, the portrait of Solomon in 1 Chronicles 1 features first his worship, verses 1 to 6, then the question that resulted in the gift of his wisdom, verses 7 to 12, then the additional provision of his wealth, verses 13 to 17. Now in chapter 2, we focus on his work. When studying the parallel passage in 1 Kings 7, we noticed the symbolism in the building materials, Jewish stones with Gentile timbers, prefiguring the New Testament temple, Ephesians 2, verses 14 to 22. Here we see it in the work crews, quote, "Indeed, my servants will be with your servants," 1 Chronicles 2:8, as Solomon wrote to the king of Tyre. We also observe the link in Huram, overseer of the project, who had a Jewish mother and a Gentile father. The earlier passage described him as capable in bronze work, but here his resume is greatly expanded, for he was, quote, "skilled to work in gold and silver, bronze and iron, stone and wood, purple and blue, fine linen and crimson, and to make any engraving and to accomplish any plan which may be given to him," verses 13 and 14, like Aholiab and Bezalel, who oversaw the tabernacle construction. We also have added in this account Solomon's outlining of the sacred purpose of the temple, verse 4, the supreme preeminence of it, making sure it was a great structure, quote, "for our God is greater than all gods," verse 5, and the surprising proposal to build such a structure for, quote, "who is able to build him a temple, since heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain him," verse 6. And if it's shocking that God could take up residence in a building, what should be the thrill we feel when we consider Jesus' words, quote, "if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." John 14:23.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.